Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Buford trying to get to second. Colavito throws the ball into Brown, who tags Buford for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alves reaches second base with a double. Whitfield moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Alves scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is walked intentionally. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Sims moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Berry reaches second base with a double. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Alves moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims is walked intentionally. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. Terry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alves scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Sims moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. John Romano now playing left field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Danny Cater now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to second to double up Hinton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Alvis moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Alvis steals home. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Gonzalez strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonzalez out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Terry strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Terry out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skowron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.